Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Thanks again. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment and great new facilities and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University, it is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Now time for our nightcap, the boys' game between Hiawatha and Troy, and it's going to be very, very hard to match the exciting finish from the girls' game in which Troy's Harper Wesleyan hit a game-winning three at the buzzer to give the Trojans a 48-47 win. So the Trojans will try to go for a sweep here in the nightcap. Let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with Troy. They are 1-0. After coming from behind to defeat Riverside on Friday night, that final was 51-47. They'll go like this. Seth Judd is a senior guard in the backcourt. Joined back there, Gannon Bowe, who's a junior, and Christian Etherton, who is a senior. And then you also got Henry Geiger, who is a sophomore, and Wyatt Whistler, who is a junior. So again, for the Trojans and head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, it's Judd, Bowe, Etherton, Geiger, and Whistler. For the Red Hawks, under head coach Gary Smith, sixth year at the helm. They lost to Marysville on Thursday. They are 0-1, and they go like this. Connor Kettler is a 6-foot junior. Cooper Jacobson is a 6'2 senior. Cameron Boswell is a 6'1 junior. Caden Morton is a 6'5 senior. And Dylan Cheek is a 6'1 senior. So again, for the Red Hawks and head coach Gary Smith, it is Kettler, Jacobson, Boswell, Morton, and Cheek. Trojans again, coached by Jonathan Rodvelt. They were 16-7 a year ago. They lost in the sub-state semifinals to Centralia. Hiawatha just trying to improve off of last year's team, which won just four games. They were 4-17 and just 2-12 in the Big Seven. Well, the Troy girls, fantastic finish in the opener tonight, 48-47 on a game-winning three. Trojans in the road blues, Red Hawks in the home whites. KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel, we appreciate it very much. Again, Leah and Paige here with the channel. Chance Link, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. Here we go, and the boys' game is underway. From right to left, the home jerseys and the Red Hawks, the opening possession. Here's Morton, top of the key, right side pass. It goes to Boswell, one of the sharpest shooters in all the Big Seven. They reverse it to Cheek here, left side on the wing. Man-to-man defense to start here for the Trojans. This is Jacobson. They go inside, Morton turning, spinning, shot, rims out, no good. Fighting for the rebound, he gets his own miss and puts it back up and in. Caden Morton, the first bucket on an offensive rebound, and then the Trojans step over the baseline and turn it over. Just like that, the Trojans give it right back. First turnover of the game, a 2-0 Red Hawks lead, and now Hiawatha a chance to add to it as we are 34 seconds into the game. Here's Cheek, right corner, Boswell up top, guarded heavily by Judd, who knocks it away, nearly a steal. Now a drive by Jacobson, throws up a wild shot, banks it in. Two for Jacobson, and a 4-0 start for the Red Hawks, and we get a whistle and a foul. Red Hawks pressing, Judd hit the floor, and the first foul of the game going against Dylan Cheek. The 6-1 seniors, the Trojans, with Etherton working it into the front court, lost it at midcourt, and a turnover. Two possessions, two turnovers, layup good on the other end in transition. Connor Kettler in the books here for two, and a 6-0 Hiawatha start. Now they're showing some pressure here in the full court. Judd throws it up, and it hits the rim, and it's another turnover. Trojans, disastrous start, and now they come up with a turnover of their own. Here's Etherton. into the front court from left to right. Baseline drive, Euro layup, missing, just left it short, and cleared away by Cooper Jacobson. Redhawks a 6-0 lead at 90 seconds into the game. Here's Boswell, top of the circle, working it inside. Easy two, Morton right at the rim, and a quick timeout for the Trojans. How about this start for the home team Redhawks? 8-0, not quite 2 minutes in. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Three Troy turnovers early. Hiawatha scorching an 8-0 lead at 6:24 to go in this first quarter. Morton with four. Jacobson, two. Kettler, 2 points as well. Well, how about this? Kansas State Villanova going into overtime. The Cats, their third straight overtime game. Pretty incredible stuff. Looking at the college level, that game deadlocked at 63. Again, if you missed the girls' game tonight here, boy, you missed a great one. Troy's Harper Wettstein with a game-winning three at the buzzer. Trojans pull it out, 48-47, and right now it's all Redhawks. Another Troy turnover, unable to get it across midcourt. They have four turnovers, not even a minute 40 into the game, and the Redhawks have all the momentum with an 8-0 lead, and they get the ball right back to their half of the floor. Here's Boswell, high right. Troy staying man-to-man. Here is Jacobson, and now this pass booted away and out of bounds, and that is the Redhawks' first turnover of the game. The Trojans having some issues with this pressure, and certainly the Redhawks have a little bit more length on the floor, especially with Morton out there at 6'5". Here's a sidestep move, breaking the pressure, layup good, Gannon Bowe. Gets the Trojans on the board. Now they show some pressure here in the full court. There's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Etherton with this one, his first. And team foul, number one. So both teams, again, pressuring. Here's Boswell near side, and he's tripped, and he falls, and Etherton picks up his second. And obviously inadvertent there, and now one of the better players for Troy here with two early fouls, and that's going to call up a quick sub. It'll be the junior, Jack Hartman. Just like that, Christian Etherton has to take a seat with two fouls, 2 minutes in. And Hartman checks in for Troy. 8-2 Redhawks, just over 2 minutes into the game. Hiawatha with the possession, going from right to left. Morton a touch, top of the key. Here's Boswell left side, a sharp-shooting lefty. Gets it right back on the left wing, puts it on the dribble in the lane. Kicks it left. And a nice double team here on Jacobson, but gets out of that trouble. Skip pass to Boswell, baseline drive, cuts it off, little fadeaway, just grazing the iron, no. Tipped around, offensive rebound, blocked underneath, another chance inside, missing again, and Morton fights for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds, and last touch by Morton. That was Jacobson, who had two offensive rebounds in there amongst the bigs, and threw it up twice, unable to convert, and we'll get our first Hiawatha sub. We'll see Ethan Morton into the game. Redhawks 8-2 their lead. Trojans with the ball, 5:20 and counting, and there's another Troy turnover. Make it five already. Morton drives, layup good. Caden Morton with an early six. About a half dozen, 10-2 Redhawks. They lead it by eight. Coming up on 3 minutes into the game. Good start here for the Redhawks after losing their opener to Marysville last Thursday. That final was 54-39. Nice dump down pass. Whistler inside. Missed the layup. Hartman for two. Counted and the foul. Jack Hartman, the junior off the bench, with a chance at a three-point play. The second foul against the Redhawks. And that foul against Boswell, his first. So here's Jack Hartman. He makes the free throw, but they're going to call a lane violation against Gannon Bowe. So that will not count. Score stays 10-4. Boswell gets it into the front court. 3-on-2 break. Right side, this is Morton. Skips it left side to Jacobson. Jacobson back up top to Ethan Morton. Here's Boswell. Back to Morton. Trojans now in his own defense. Looks like they're going box and one here on Boswell. Chasing around Boswell is Seth Judd. Very good perimeter defender, but he leaves Boswell open here. And that's what happens when you leave a great sharpshooter open. It is Boswell with a triple, his first one tonight, and it's 13-4. Now another Troy turnover. Here's a pass, Kettler a three. This one not there. Battling for the rebound, and Troy has it here with Wyatt Whistler. To Judd into the front court, takes it all the way, and he is hit hard and draws the foul. So Judd's going to shoot two. See who the Hiawatha foul is going to be called on at 4:12 to go, and a 13-4 Redhawks lead. They'll get Caden Morton with his first. Here's the senior guard, Seth Judd. Looking for his first points here early tonight. Again, the Trojans rallied at Riverside to win 51-47 in their opener on Friday. They outscored the Cyclones 24-14 in that fourth quarter. Judd was strong on the first, no good. He'll get a second. This one also strong. Tipped out into the backcourt by a Whistler. Boswell chasing it down. Two-on-one break. Good defense by Geiger, but Hiawatha still has it. So a chance here, slowing it down for the Redhawks. Up top it goes. This is Jacobson. They get it inside. Kettler, nice pass. Morton shot at the rim. No good, and a foul. And if they get Morton, that's going to be his second. And it is on Caden Morton. That is a big foul. That's number two on him. And that'll call up another sub here for head coach Gary Smith. And they'll get the sub in time. Here's Lane Kessler, a 6'5 sophomore. Only played 3 minutes in that Marysville game, but now getting called upon in the first quarter with foul trouble by Caden Morton. 13-4, Redhawks leading halfway plus through this opening quarter. Troy gets it into the front court. Nice little give and go. Layup is no good, but a foul. Nice pass by Jack Hartman, and Bo nearly had an and one. They get the foul on Ethan Morton this time, his first team fifth. So the rest of this first quarter, the Trojans are going to be in the bonus. Gannon Bowe, the quarterback for the Trojans football team, connects on the first. He's got 3 points here in the opening quarter. Makes it 13-5. Redhawks by eight. 3:41 to go. Second, hits the rim twice and falls through. So Bowe goes 2 for 2. He's got 4. 13-6 Redhawks. Facing pressure once again. Ethan Morton into the front court, right wing. Skips it. High left here to Boswell. Here's Kettler. Back to Ethan Morton once again. Right side on the wing. Kessler gets a touch. Quickly reversing it inside. Beautiful move to Jacobson. And he'll draw the foul. Cooper Jacobson will shoot two. They get Wyatt Whistler here for his first. And Trojan team foul number 3. Here is Cooper Jacobson. Who was 2 for 3, or correction, he was 2 for 2 at the line in that Marysville game, and stays perfect 3 for 3 as he hits the first. 14-6 Redhawks, 3:23 to go, first quarter. The Redhawks were 13 of 17 at the line in that 54-39 loss to Marysville on Thursday. And Jacobson goes 2 for 2. He's got 4, makes it 15-6. Trojans into the front court. Nice bounce pass, caught amongst a couple defenders. Good kick, Judd, top of the key, 3, off the right rim. And chasing it and saving it. That is nicely done by Geiger to keep a possession alive. Bowe with the floater, got it in the lane. He's got 6, does Gannon Bowe, but credit Henry Geiger keeping that possession alive for the Trojans. 15-8, Redhawks with the ball up top, reversing Boswell left side. Now Kettler gets a touch, right side to Morton. This is Ethan. Now Kessler, top of the key, looks left, goes that way. It's Kettler. They want Boswell. Closed out by Judd quickly. Right back up top to Jacobson. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go. Boswell tries and nearly banked it in. Fighting for the rebound in the far corner. It's out of bounds, but last touch by Troy, so the Redhawks keep the possession. As we will see Dylan Cheek back into the game here for the Redhawks. Right exactly 2.5 minutes to go in this first. Redhawks 15, Trojans 8. Cheek came back in. Kettler gets a breather. Kessler inside. Big body. They get it to him, and the big man lays it in for two. Kessler's first points of the season makes it 17-8. Here's Judd. Quick pace into the front court. Knocked away from Bo. And lost it at the free throw line. Picked up in a turnover. 2-on-1 break. Layup high off the window is good by Ethan Morton. His first basket tonight. The Redhawks soaring. 19-8 their lead at 2 minutes to go in this first period. Trojans need to stop the bleeding. Judd, nice backdoor cut. Bo takes it all the way. Shot good and the foul. Gannon, Bo and one. What a quarter for him. He's got eight and a chance for one more. He is single-handedly keeping Troy in this game so far, and that Redhawks foul is going to be against Cameron Boswell, and that's a big foul, too. That's his second. And a sophomore in Michael Jensen is going to check in. So Boswell and Morton, arguably the two best players on the Hiawatha roster, both with two early fouls here in this game. As Bo tries to cap a three-point play, he does and has nine here in the opening quarter. 19-11, Redhawks by 8, and now they throw it away. Judd and Hill nearly throw it away, and Kessler comes away with a steal. So they go turnover for turnover, but here are the Redhawks pushing into the front court. Here's Jacobson, the lefty. He'll try in and out on a three, tip to midcourt, or I should say the free throw line, excuse me, and it's picked up there by Bo. Bo now working it into the front court. They don't pick him up. He'll try, not there on a three. Rebound Kessler. Box out for the big 6'5 body in Lane Kessler. Here's Cheek, baseline drive, takes it all the way, short on a layup attempt, and another rebound for Gannon Bo. And now Bo gets caught between two bodies, it goes out of bounds, and it's another Troy turnover. 9 first quarter turnovers for Troy, that is not helping their cause. It is 19-11 Redhawks at 1:17 to go. The Redhawks throw it in, Ethan Morton just had a bucket, gets it across the midcourt stripe. Here's Cheek, right side on the wing. Kessler a touch, left side to Morton. Caden Morton again on the bench. Ethan is out there. Here's Cheek on the wing again, looking for Jacobson up top. That's where it goes. He'll stop there, lobs a pass into the corner. Here is Jensen, who just checked in. Gets it right back on the left wing. We're at 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Both coaches barking out signals here down the stretch. Here's Kessler. Here's Cheek. He's got it on the wing left side. Now back up top here to Jensen. Maybe the Redhawks here want to take off this final minute. Bo a near steal. Jacobson trying to bounce it to Kessler. And now Ethan Morton for three. A little strong, but an offensive rebound here for Jensen to keep it alive with 25 seconds to go. And now there's the call out from six-year head coach Gary Smith. Let's play for one shot. 17 seconds and counting, opening quarter. 19-11, Redhawks in front with the ball. Ethan Morton right in front of midcourt, 10 seconds now. Jensen gets a touch right side on the wing, triple threat, Kessler up top. Now 5 seconds, now four, now three. Now Cheek had it knocked away, and with 1 second, it's going to be taken away, and that'll end the first quarter. So the Redhawks had a minute plus on that final possession, but they come up empty. But nonetheless, Hiawatha out in front, 19-11 after first, 8 minutes of play. We'll step aside, second quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good first quarter for the Red Hawks, leading Troy 19-11 as we start the second quarter. The Trojans turn it over nine times and have the ball to start the second period. Here's Jack Hartman using his muscle to get inside, and a little turnaround shot is good. And the junior Jack Hartman, he's got four off the bench. 19-13, Trojans within six, and a whistle and a foul. Here's Caden Rosenberger, who's into the game, a sophomore for Troy, and he'll pick up his first foul. Red Hawks, their half of the floor, again, going from right to left here in the first half, a 19-13 lead. Here's Cheek. It's a ball screen from Jacobson. Caden Morton's back into the game after picking up two early fouls. Jacobson top of the key. Left side, also Boswell back with two fouls as well. They leave Morton open, a big three. It missed everything but backboard, but Troy can't corral the rebound. And now a stoppage of play. And I think an injury here to Connor Kettler. And he is bleeding from his nose. So he's got to go to the locker room. And I think they might have to stop play here as Troy head coach Jonathan Rodvelt pointing out some blood on the floor here to the near side. So they're going to have to get that cleaned up. So Hiawatha is going to have the ball. We got a stoppage in play here. And they're going to have to clean up some blood here on the floor. Red Hawks with a 19-13 lead against Troy. We're 40 seconds into this second quarter of action. Again, if you missed our girls game tonight, boy, it was an absolutely sensational finish as the Trojans pulled one out at the buzzer. Harper Wettstein with a game-winning right wing three as time expired. The Trojans stole one here against the Red Hawks, winning 48-47. Lady Trojans now 1-1 on the season. Lady Red Hawks, they dropped to 0-2. But in the boys game, Troy, they're 1-0, and the Red Hawks looking for win number one. Again, a stoppage of play for blood on the floor as Kettler took one on the nose and had to come off the courts and get that checked out for a few minutes. They're just making sure all the spots are cleaned up on the floor. So everything's good to go. Back to it. 40 seconds into the second quarter. Again, the Red Hawks leading 19-13. Here's Ethan Morton, who dumps it into the backcourt with Boswell. Dribbling waist high with the right hand. Now goes behind the back. Pretty casual. And guarded man-to-man here by Rosenberger. Left side into the corner. Jacobson for a three. Puts it in. Cooper Jacobson from downtown. He's got seven. And a steal by Ethan Morton, and he lays it in. Four for Morton. Just like that, it's 24-13. Now another steal and another layup. What is happening? Caden Morton now with eight. All of a sudden, it's 26-13, 7 points in the blink of an eye, and now here's a foul on the other end. And Troy is going to have free throws here with Wyatt Whistler. Three straight turnovers and seven quick points. They'll get the foul on Jacobson, his first. As Wyatt Whistler will go to the line, and he spins in the first free throw for his first point tonight. 6:44 to go until halftime. Red Hawks 26, Trojans 14. Second, swish. Two for two, Wyatt Whistler, the junior. 26-15, Red Hawks by 11. Here's Cheek, baseline drive, kicks it back to Jacobson, right back to Cheek, left corner, he'll pull. Not there on a three, and out of bounds it goes. A near offensive rebound for Boswell, but the Trojans get it right back. 6.5 minutes to go in the half, 26-15, a nice little burst here. And now a whistle and a timeout here for Gary Smith. Red Hawks had some trouble getting it in there. I should say Troy had some trouble getting it in there, but nonetheless, a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our broadcast tonight is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. And the Red Hawks led this one 19-11 at the end of one. They scored 7 points in the span of about 30 seconds in this early part of the second quarter. They have jumped out now to an 11-point lead. It's 26-15. They have led by as many as 13 tonight. Hiawatha looking to earn a split as Troy won the girls' game earlier tonight in dramatic fashion, 48-47. So out of the 30-second timeout, Troy going to throw it in. Down by 11, facing this Hiawatha pressure. Here's Etherton back into the game. He had to sit early with two early fouls. Break the pressure, floater, short. Offensive rebound, no. Second chance, no. Two chances for Geiger and also Whistler. They come up empty. Here's Cheek. Transition layup with the left hand is good. Dylan Cheek with his first basket. Back to 13. 28-15 Redhawks. Trojans get it into the front court. Little short shimmy J is off the rim. Maya Whistler battling for the rebound. And this is Ethan Morton who has it. And I think they're going to get a blocking foul on Seth Judd right across midcourt. Judd picks up his first and team foul number two of the quarter. Gannon Bow back into the game. Also Geiger back in as well. So the Redhawks with it in the front courts. 2 minutes in, six to go in the quarter, which is number two. 28-15, Redhawks by 13. Here's Boswell, thought about a deep three, turns it down. Right side it goes to Cheek, into the corner with Jacobson. And two lefties on the floor with Jacobson and Boswell. Boswell again, right side, this is Ethan Morton. Jacobson a touch in the corner, and a deep three on the way. Nothing but net for Cameron Boswell. Six and two triples for him. It's 31-15, and now it's knocked away and another steal. Coast-to-coast, layup no good, but a foul. And it's a hard foul by Seth Judd. That'll be his second. And he is down. This will put Ethan Morton at the line to try to add to a 16-point lead. It is 31-15. Just good to see Seth Judd up and okay. Good sportsmanship between the two with him and Ethan Morton there. Just a good hard foul. Just trying to prevent an easy two. Both teams going to bring on subs. We'll see Rosenberger back into the game. And Ethan Morton is out. Lane Kessler is in. So free throws coming up here for Ethan Morton. And the first is pure. He's got five here in the first half. 32-15. Boy, the Redhawks are cruising here. We've got a nice run going. Ethan's second is short. Tipped by Kessler. And Troy coming away with it. And then it's a turnover. It's thrown away by Hartman. And then a layup is no good. And then Hartman gets it right back. Troy avoiding disaster. Etherton a drive, missing a layup. Kessler a rebound and clears it. Once again pushing, layup. Jacobson, this one off the mark. Troy another rebound. Both teams going a little frantic here. Nice dump down. Hartman layup, rims out. Kessler another rebound. Here's Ethan Morton into the front court. Open, Cheek, a right wing three, halfway down and out. And a whistle and a foul. On the rebound attempt, it was brought down by Bo, and then he was bumped. And for the Redhawks, it's Jacobson who picks up his second. And team foul number two. 4:40 to go until halftime. Redhawks in control with a 32-15 lead against Troy. They got balanced scoring across the board so far. Here's Judd quickly into the front court. Two-on-one break. They pass it left side. Blocked by Jacobson. Jacobson with the rejection says no. Now he wants to push the pressure. Drives in. Boswell a three. Believe. Cameron Boswell with 9 and 3 triples. And it's a 20-point lead at 35-15. All set by the block. And now it's an air ball three. And it was saved underneath by Judd, but he threw it away. Redhawks in control. Kessler skips. Here's Morton. Skips by a couple defenders, throws one up off the heel, strong, tipped around, and it's finally picked up by Geiger and Troy, and now he lost it, and he throws it away, and a layup is no good by Cheek, and he is fouled. turnovers absolutely destroying the Trojans here in the first half. And we'll get a couple subs for both teams here as we're past the halfway mark of quarter number two. And here is Dylan Cheek. First free throw rims in there. He's got three. Kessler is out. Morton is in. Got a timeout on the floor after that first free throw attempt. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. How about a 21-point lead here for the Redhawks? 36-15, dominant fashion here through the first quarter and change. We'll step aside for a timeout back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, so Hiawatha here in the boys' contest here in the first half. 3:53 to go, quarter number two, Redhawks 36, Trojans 15. And I want to thank our title sponsor here tonight on KNZA, that is Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Getting alongside Leah and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel. Chance Link, our studio producer, back in our Hiawatha studios. I'm Brandon Tadman. And the Redhawks, again, firing on all cylinders. They scored 39 points on Thursday in their loss to Marysville. They got 36 already here against Troy, and we still got 3:53 to go in this first half. Cheek out of the timeout, misses the second free throw attempt, but is able to get a rebound. That's Jensen to keep it alive. Cheek thought about a three, turns it down. Another opportunity here. As Boswell wanted to, he's got three threes and 9 points. One of the sharpest shooters here in all of northeast Kansas. Redhawks moving the ball around the perimeter. They dump it inside. Caden Morton spins. Shot's been good off the window. Fundamentally sound for the 6'5 senior. He's into double figures with 10. Now here's a whistle and a foul. They'll get Cheek here. That'll be his second. And team foul number three. Redhawks have one more foul to give before the Trojans will be at the line. The next Trojans foul will put the Redhawks at the line for the final 3:20. And the Trojans just had to do something to get a little run here. They break the pressure here inside to Whistler and miss the open shot underneath. But Geiger gets the rebound and then he throws it away. Another Troy turnover. Cheek underneath. Layup good. Dylan Cheek's got five. It's 40-15 Redhawks. My, oh my, blowing it open here in the first half. We still got 2:50 to go. What a run here. Geiger spins at the elbow, kicks to Judd. Thought about stepping back, guarded by Boswell. Good close out there by number 12 for the Redhawks. Here's number 12 for Troy and Rosenberger. Gets it back to Judd, top of the key. Works it left. Here's Bo. At the free throw line, dumps it Rosenberger's way. Now Bo open for three, nearly banked it in, no. Able to get his own rebound, though. Now inside, and a shot by Bo, no good. But he is fouled, and he will shoot two. Well, Bo's the only consistent piece so far offensively for the Trojans. He's got 9 of the 15. Team foul number four. They do get Cheek here for his third. And Bo, who's perfect at the line, is perfect no more, and the announcer Jinx comes into play once again. Both teams sending on subs. Kettler back into the game. Also, Ethan Morton checks back in as well for Hiawatha. The Redhawks have a 40-15 lead at 2:22 to go in the half. And Bo goes 1-for-2. He's in the double digits here with 10, and it's now 40-16. And then Boswell bumps at midcourt, and he is fouled. And free throws and bonus time the rest of the way for both teams. The final 2:19 of this first half. They get Geiger with his first. Boswell to shoot two. Three threes and 9 points here in the first half for the 6'1 junior. The lefty perfect on the first. And he's got 10 first half points. He averaged 13 points per game last year. He opened the year with 13 against Marysville. And right now he's got 10 as his team leads Troy 41-16. 2:19 to go in the half. The lefty, beautiful rotation, knocks it through. He's got 11. 42-16, all Red Hawks here in the first half. Troy just trying to do something to break this pressure. They do. Judd, long pass into the front court. Here's Bo. In the lane, sidesteps defender, scoop shot with a difficult finish. Or Gannon Bo, who's got 12. And now another steal, this time by Bo. And the Trojans get it back. Here's Judd, ball fakes out of three. Backs it out, resets, bouncing it into the corner. Here is Sawyer Ashburn, who has checked into the game. Whistler sets a high ball screen. Judd along two and got it. We're going to call it a three. And Seth Judd is on the board. 42-21. 5 quick points by Troy, but still all Red Hawks here with a minute 35 and counting to go in this first half. Ethan Morton at the top of the key says, let's slow it down. Boswell, deep right wing, now up top to Caden Morton, back to Ethan. Here's Kettler, bouncing it inside to Caden, quickly doubled, turning underneath, trying to find a body to get it to, looked for Jacobson, and that pass deflected out of bounds. Boswell and Caden Morton both coming out, again, both picking up two early fouls, so just being safe with both of them two before halftime. Jack Hartman's also going to check back in here for Troy, and they're going to actually switch the call here. They're going to say it was last touch by Hiawatha, so that's going to be a turnover on the Redhawks. So the Trojans have it back with a minute 15 to go, trailing here 42-21. Judd wants a high ball screen, has it at the top of the key. Bo left wing, picks it up there. They skip it right wing. Here's Judd, guarded by Ethan Morton. Want a little pick and roll action. Here's Sawyer Ashburn, little floater from the baseline is nothing but net. Sawyer Ashburn off the bench, his first bucket, makes it 42-23. And the Trojans with a nice little run here towards the end of the half. They nearly force a turnover there, but last touch by Troy. Redhawks in the front court. 42-23 their lead, 51 seconds to go. They could play for the final shot if they so choose. Man-to-man defense by Troy. Here's Jensen right side, Kessler top of the key. Now Ethan Morton a touch left wing. And had it knocked away by Bo, but they call the foul. Would have been an easy steal and layup, but instead Bo picks up the foul, and Ethan Morton's going to shoot two. 5 points here in the first half for the 5'9 sophomore Ethan Morton. He's also got a rebound, and he's 1-for-2 at the line. 36 seconds remaining in this second period. Redhawks with a 42-23 lead. Morton trying to add. And he does so, making the first. And he's got six. 7 Redhawks have scored here in the first half. Balanced across the board. Seconds, good as well. Morton now 3 of 4 at the line. 7 first half points for Ethan. 44-23 at 30 seconds to go. Trojans with the ball trailing big. Here's Judd. Nice moves at the top of the key. Little hesitation. Nice dump down pass inside. Shot rejected at the rim. And a rebound for Jensen. And now 18 seconds. Redhawks can play for the final shot. Nice move by Ethan Morton. Nice bounce pass. Kessler layup. No good. A little bit strong. And Hartman fighting for the rebound. Still on the floor. Ethan Morton now has it. 5 seconds to go. Redhawks get another chance here. Kessler inside, shot short, gets another chance, and he missed that one. Wild finish. Kessler had multiple opportunities at the rim, and the Redhawks will take a 44-23 halftime lead over Troy. A lot to digest and break down. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. All Redhawks here through 2 quarters, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College. From the roundhouse here at Hiawatha, Redhawks heating up in that first half. And a 44-23 lead. They hung up 25 in the second quarter. And again, a 21-point advantage over Troy here at the break. Let's go through some of the numbers in the first half. Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, alongside Leah and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel, Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Hiawatha 44, Troy 23. Let's go through the Redhawks numbers. Again, seven players scored in the first half. Two in double figures, led by Cameron Boswell, who had 11. He also hit three threes. Caden Morton, despite two early fouls, finished that first half with 10 points. They also got 7 apiece from Cooper Jacobson and Ethan Morton. They got 5 from Dylan Cheek, and they got 2 apiece from Lane Kessler and Connor Kettler. For Troy, they got 12 of their 23 first half points from the junior Gannon Bowe. They got 4 from Jack Hartman. They got 3 from Seth Judd. They got 2 apiece from Wyatt Whistler and Sawyer Ashburn. Troy, otherwise, outside of that, again, they struggled with turnovers. They had 15 first-half turnovers. They collected 15 rebounds. They were 6 of 10 at the line and hit 1 3-point shot. For the Redhawks, they had just 4 first-half turnovers. Very good in that regard. They also had 15 total rebounds. They were 8 of 10 at the line, and they hit 4 threes. Again, our halftime score in the boys' contest, Hiawatha 44, Troy 23. And we'll have more after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Once again, our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, alongside Leah and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel, Chance Link studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. Again, the first game tonight on the girls' side, Troy in a thriller, 48-47 on a game-winning three at the buzzer from Harper Wettstein. But in the boys' contest, it has been all Hiawatha. Jumped out to a 19-11 first quarter lead over the Trojans and then hung up 25 in the second. They lead this one 44-23 at the break. We'll take a final 3 minutes now, and we'll come back and get you set for the start of the second half. It's Hiawatha and Troy, and you got us dialed in on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Age of Reason took place over 200 years ago. It was a time of amazing scientific and philosophical progress all over the world. Truth, reason, and tolerance thrived and even shaped the Constitution of the United States of America, the foundation of our democracy. But now those building blocks of America, of democracy, are under attack. In just two decades, big tech social media billionaires have allowed their platforms to roll back truth, facts, and tolerance, and fill the screens in our homes and in our pockets with lies and hate. Online disinformation and hate affect everything, everyone, everywhere. It splits us apart, hurts our children, polarizes our societies, and is literally leading to violence and terror in our communities. Lies and hate everywhere are a threat to all people, anywhere. Be a part of the change. Help defend the future of our democracy. Go to counterhate.com to learn more.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Now getting ready to start the second half, and the Trojans got to do a lot to get back into this game. as the Red Hawks explode for 25 second quarter points, leading the Trojans 44-23 as we get set to start the second half, as we are just off and running here for the 23-24 basketball season. Just our second broadcast here on KNZA. Thanks for hanging with us again, Leah and Paige, doing the work behind the camera and scenes for the Hiawatha Channel. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Again, a monster performance in the first half for the Red Hawks. Let's see what the Trojans have up their sleeves here as we start the third quarter from the roundhouse in Hiawatha. Boswell, Morton, Cheek, Kettler, and Jacobson for the Red Hawks. And Judd, Bow, Etherton, Geiger, and Whistler. Both teams, both starting lineups to start the third quarter. We switch sides. Red Hawks going from left to right. Trojans from right to left. 44-23. Your Red Hawks by 21 points, and they have the opening possession of the third quarter. Trojans come out in a zone defense, 2-3 variety. Boswell spins around a defender in the paint, left his feet, threw it away. Was trying to find Jacobson in the corner. He was a little bit farther in the corner than Boswell thought, so an early turnover here for the Red Hawks. First possession of the third quarter for Troy. Judd jumps over a couple defenders to get it into the front court. Pass tipped inside. Whistler, difficult shot, fading towards the baseline. It's an air ball and a rebound for Cheek. Red Hawks into the front court, 35 seconds in. Cheek lost it. That one's taken away. Red Hawks only had four first half turnovers, and they have two turnovers and two possessions here in the third. Here's Judd, difficult fader. That's an air ball. And tipped around and a rebound for Jacobson. And now a whistle and a foul near midcourt. They will get Jack Hartman here. We'll just check back in. So not quite a minute into this third quarter. 44-23, Red Hawks in control. And the ball. Trojans out in the 2-3 zone still. Here's Jacobson corner. Now Boswell right wing, closed out pretty quickly. Now Cheek in between the rings out high. Boswell deep right wing, triple on the way. This one halfway down and out. And then it's tipped back to the top of the key, and Cheek keeps it alive. Here's a drive, hesitation floater, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Jacobson. Somehow got it through traffic, back up and in. Cooper Jacobson with 9 points in the game, and it's 46-23. As we got a double up right now, advantage for Hiawatha. Now Judd into the front court. He is bumped and fouled. They'll get Cheek here. And he's going to have to come. He's got four. So Cheek's got to be careful here as Morton will come in on the next dead ball. Here's Seth Judd. Man-to-man defense working on Boswell. Top of the key. Bo has it. Drives in. Kicks it right. Tipped out of bounds by Boswell. Trojans will keep it. Here comes Ethan Morton back into the game as Cheek has to come out with four fouls. 6:20 to go, third quarter. 46-23 our score. Double up lead here for Hiawatha at home. Trojans trying to get it in. They dump it inside. Hartman, beautiful pass by Judd, and it's laid in for two. Hartman's got six. First bucket of the second half for Troy. And the Red Hawks lead is 46-25. Here's Ethan Morton bouncing it to Jacobson in the right corner. Now Boswell, high right. They reverse it left side. Here's Ethan Morton. Into the corner, Jacobson, lefty three, and an out, and a rebound for Whistler, who immediately throws it up the floor to Hartman, and through two bodies, can't get the layup to go. And a rebound for Kettler. Now Caden Morton with a left-handed layup off the window from the right side. And now a timeout for Gary Smith after that bucket from Caden Morton makes it 48-25 at 5:38 to go in this third quarter. And our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Now taking a look at some of the girls' finals from tonight's action. At least ones that we know of. Oskaloosa defeated Onega 51-37. Jackson Heights defeats ACCHS. Final score there, 48-30. Clifton Clyde defeats Harrington, 56-19. And one boys' final of note tonight, Perry LeCompton, their first game of the year. They win at Paola, at final 43-33. So out of this timeout, 5:38 to go in this third quarter. It's been all Red Hawks really since the first quarter on, or I should say the second quarter on. 48-25 the score. Trojans out of the timeout with the ball, needing to go the full length of the floor, dealing with some Hiawatha pressure here. Here's Judd, far sideline, bouncing it into the front court. Here's Hartman, little pull-up from the right baseline. Is a little strong off the heel, and a rebound for Boswell, who launches it into the front court. Now Ethan Morton settles. Boswell top of the key. Jacobson back to Boswell. They reset. Red Hawks have looked rather impressive here tonight in game number two. Trying to win their first of the year. And they went just 4-17 last year. Bouncing inside, Morton on Hartman. Blocked at the rim by Hartman. Hartman's played well off the bench. Here is Geiger all the way, and he can't get the foul. And the layup is no good. Kettler the rebound. A lot of bodies colliding here, and a three is missed from the corner by Morton. And Kettler, another offensive rebound. Here's Jacobson, back to Boswell. 48-25, Red Hawks by 23, nearing the halfway point of the third quarter. Boswell to Kettler up top, right side. Ethan Morton now on the wing right, and he dribbles back between the circles. Man-to-man defense guarded by Bo, left side to Boswell, guarded by Judd. Up top, Jacobson, right side Ethan. Now Caden Morton on the block right, spinning left, throws up a shot with the right hand. It's an air ball. And a rebound for Seth Judd and Troy. Near sideline, Judd into the front court, directing traffic with the left hand, dribbling waist high with the right, goes between the legs, hands it off to Hartman, curls in the lane. Beautiful pass, Whistler for two with the ease. Hartman the assist, and Whistler for two. His first field goal, he's got four, makes it 48-27. 3:45 clock moving third quarter. Here's Kettler for three, missed everything but backboard. And fighting for the rebound, Geiger has it for Troy. Judd quickly into the front court, cut off there by Boswell. Hezzy, now a little pull-up, might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Caden Morton. One-handed pass into the front court, Ethan Morton from the left wing, missed an easy layup. And a rebound for Whistler off the miss. Here's Seth Judd for Troy, 48-27 Redhawks. Bo a three, short, and a rebound collected by Kettler, who has four rebounds and about 4.5 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Now pass deflected out of bounds. Redhawks are trying to push the tempo, and they'll get the ball underneath as Christian Etherton will check back into the game for Troy, taking the spot of Whistler. So a little bit smaller lineup here for Troy. Also back into the game, Michael Jensen for the Redhawks, replacing Ethan Morton. 3:08 to go, third quarter. 48-27, the Redhawks by 21. Here's Boswell dribbling out of the corner, near side to the top of the key. He'll dribble left, direct traffic with right. Now Kettler high left on the wing, up top to Caden Morton. Right side pass, Boswell off the screen. He got a good look, couldn't connect. Tipped in the air and a foul on the rebound attempt. I think it's going against Cooper Jacobson. Trying to box out Etherton. And it is on Jacobson, that's his third, and team foul number two. Seth Judd will take a breather as Rosenberger checks back in for Troy. Bo nearly had it taken away. Boswell swats that one out of bounds as the Redhawks again applying pressure into the full court. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Redhawks 48, Trojans 27. Here's Etherton into the front court near side. Now crossing over, going back to the far side. Quickly doubled by Boswell and Morton. He is in a bad spot, and it's taken away by Boswell. He'll take it all the way, lay it in for two. Easy money there for Cameron Boswell. Caden Morton helping out with that steal. And Geiger driving in baseline left. He'll draw a foul. And Michael Jensen with his first. And team foul number three. 2:22 remaining in the quarter. 50-27, the Redhawks leading. Trojans get it in. Faking to Etherton left corner. Now Etherton high left. running a ball screen by Hartman, not using it. Now using it, throws a pass inside. Here's Geiger on a cut shot, no, but a foul, yes. Stops the clock at 2:07, and Geiger will shoot two, looking for his first points tonight. And they get Jensen quickly with his seconds and team foul number four. So the final 1:55 here. Trojans will be in the bonus. Geiger missing the first free throw. Hiawatha led 19-11 at the end of one and 44-23 at halftime. They lead it 50-27 at 1:42 to go in the third. Second free throw good by Geiger. He goes 1-for-2. Makes it 50-28. Hiawatha now dealing with some pressure by Troy. They get it into the front court. Wide open underneath. They break the press, and Caden Morton is not going to have an easier shot underneath than that. 52-28. Caden Morton now with 14 in the game. Here's Etherton into the front court for Troy. 1:20 to go in this quarter. Etherton nearly threw it away, but Judd's in the corner for three, left it short. And a rebound for the Redhawks, and Jacobson, who works it into the front court quickly, and a whistle. And they call a foul on Seth Judd as Jacobson was driving into the front court. That'll be his third. That's the second Trojans team foul of the quarter. Sawyer Ashburn checks back in. The sophomore gave good quality minutes for head coach Jonathan Rodville in the first half. He'll check back in for Judd. Redhawks with the lead and control and the ball. Final 65 seconds of the third quarter. 52-28 is our score. Here's Kaden Morton at the free throw line, facing the bucket, turning around, getting it back to Kettler. Boswell off the screen for three, short, but a whistle and a foul before the shot was put up, and it's going to be an offensive foul on a screen. So they're going to call a moving screen on Kaden Morton. They were trying to set it up for Boswell at the top of the key. So the third foul on Kaden Morton. He picked up his first two about 2 minutes into the game. But since then, has really played well. 14 tonight to lead all scores. Here's Etherton, quickly into the front court. Judd, shot, little hezzy, and it rolls off, no good. And Boswell gathers a miss, and the Redhawks quickly into the front court. Jacobson left, into the corner it goes, right back to Jacobson. Final 37 seconds of the third quarter. Trojans applying some pressure here man-to-man. They played a little zone early in this frame. After mainly man-to-man defense in the first half, and Jack Hartman comes away with a steal, and then he is bumped and fouled. Turnover by the Redhawks. The foul is going to be on Michael Jensen. That is his third. And with 23 seconds to go in the quarter, bonus time as Jack Hartman will shoot two free throws for the Trojans. The Redhawks leading 52-28. They have dominated this game pretty much from the jump. Hartman's first free throw is short. Trojans were 6 of 10 in the first half from the free throw line. And the second one there from Hartman is good. He's got 7 in the game. 22 seconds to go, 52-29 Redhawks. They work it into the front court quickly. They skip it to Jacobson. Nice ball fake. Shimmies in the lane. Rejected by Etherton. And a battle for the rebound, deflected out of bounds, and it'll go to Troy with 10 seconds to go. I think head coach Gary Smith for the Redhawks wanted to play for the final shot, and Jacobson said, I'm going to try to take this thing in, got rejected by Etherton, and now Troy a chance with 10 seconds to go. They get it into Hartman, across midcourt, down the middle, left side pass, Judd, 5 seconds, Etherton, left wing, 2 seconds, deep left wing, 3, steps back, front rim, no. Rebound Hiawatha. That takes us to the end of quarter number 3, where the Redhawks in control and looking for win number 1 inside the roundhouse at home. Hiawatha leading Troy 52-29. Fourth quarter action, it's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, not much scoring in that third quarter. Doesn't really matter for Hiawatha. They keep their big lead on Troy. 8-6, the Red Hawks' advantage in the quarter, and lead 52-29 over Troy as we start the fourth and final quarter. Etherton a drive, and he missed it and gets tied up underneath with Cooper Jacobson. And the possession arrow will give it back to the Red Hawks. After 15 first-half turnovers, the Trojans only turned it over one time in the third. But they were down 21 at halftime, and they have not really been able to chip away at all. Redhawks had a pass into the front court, tipped out of bounds. They'll throw it in underneath their own bucket with a big lead. Nice pass. Jacobson rejected at the rim, gets his own miss, and Hartman another block. Into the front court is Troy. Judd in the corner. Etherton high right. Wants a ball screen from Hartman. They use the pick and roll there. Gets underneath. Layup good. That's great two-man work right there between Etherton and Jack Hartman. Hartman now with 9. And it's 52-31. Red Hawks by 21. And now the Trojans come away with a steal. Good hustle from Hartman. They're looking for Bo, and it's off his fingertips and out of bounds. Had a 3-on-2 break. Trojans couldn't convert. They turn it over for an 18th time here in this game. 7:14 to go in the ball game. 52-31 Red Hawks. They work it into the front court. Boswell crossing over in the paint. Right side, Ethan Morton. Ball fake, step side left for three. Bottoms. Beautiful head fake by Ethan Morton, and he cans a triple. 54-31. And there's a drive. Layup no good by Judd. A rebound for Boswell. Now Boswell losing it at midcourt, and the Redhawks turn it over. Here's Etherton open for three. This one not quite. And a rebound for Ethan Morton. Up to Caden, who lays it in. Caden Morton now with 16. It's 56-31. And now it's Bo who tries and collects a three from the right wing in a timeout for Troy. 15 for Bo, makes it 56-34 at 6:22 to go. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Hiawatha 56, Troy 34, 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Brandon Tamman alongside Leah and Paige here for the Hiawatha Channel. Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNZA. Unless the Trojans can pull off a massive rally, it's going to be a split tonight if the Redhawks can hold on. In the girls' game, Troy won in dramatic fashion, a three at the buzzer by Harper Wettstein. As they come from behind, two defeats the Redhawks, 48-47. Right now, it's been all Redhawks in the nightcap. A 56-34 lead at 6:20 to go. Out of the timeouts, from left to right, Boswell into the front court. Trojans back to the man-to-man defense. Now Caden Morton at the top of the key. Hands it off to Boswell. High right. Now on the wing, it's Ethan Morton. Hesitates. Here is Cheek, who's back into the game. Had it knocked away, and a steal by Etherton. And is able to collect in the far side corner in the front court. Here's Judd driving in. Oh, thought about stepping into a three. Etherton's open. Right corner triple. Front rim, no. Rebound for Hiawatha. And Boswell walks it into the front court, and it's nearly taken away. And the ball's thrown out of bounds. Right to head coach Gary Smith. Last touch by Troy. As we will see Wyatt Whistler check back in here for the Trojans. Replacing Jack Hartman, who's had really quality minutes for Justin Ronveld here tonight. And the Redhawks lead it by 22 at 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Caden Morton, left side, up top. Here's Boswell. He's been quiet here in the second half. Now Ethan Morton a touch, up top to Caden. Doesn't seem to be a threat to shoot the three. Whistler plays off of him. Now Ethan works it into the lane, dumps it down to Caden off the window, and he missed it. But he gets his own rebound, and he puts it up and in. Caden battling. He's got 18. And now coming away with a steal is Kettler. Layup good. Kettler with four, and just like that, it's 60-34 at under 5 minutes to go. Trojans get it into the front court. Here's Bo on the block, spins on a double team, and it's taken away by Ethan Morton. Redhawks walk it into the front court. We're under 4:40 to go. A 26-point lead for the Redhawks, trying to get that first win of the season. Here's Cheek, top of the circle. Left side pass to Ethan. Down to Caden. Caden now has to chase it into the far side corner. Spins on Whistler. Right-handed shot. No. Cheek grabs the offensive rebound and is able to get it back up top here to Connor Kettler. And they'll reset. Here's Caden Morton up top, 4:10, clock moving, fourth quarter. Redhawks in no hurry with a big lead. Here's Ethan into the lane, bounce pass to Caden, turning, guarded by a Whistler, and a travel is called. So if anything, Redhawks take some time off the clock. They lead the Trojans 60-34 as we're halfway in and halfway to go in this fourth and final quarter. Here's Bo, dumping it inside to Whistler on the block. Difficult shot. He was off balance, and it hit the front rim and fell off. Rebound for Kettler. Kettler gets it back. Right side from Morton up top to Ethan Morton. Ethan drives, bouncing to Caden, kicks it back up top. So the Redhawks, again, no hurry, wasting some time here. And now taken away in the backcourt by Bo. Missed the layup, and Kettler with another rebound. The Redhawks have quite a few more turnovers here in the second half, but the Trojans have not been able to really chip away at this lead. They trailed by 21 at halftime. There's a nice move and layup from the right side. It's Dylan Cheek. First bucket of the second half for him. He's got seven. Here's Etherton, top of the key. Steps back for three, short. Judd gets the rebound, throws it up, no, but a foul. Judd will shoot two. The foul on Ethan Morton, his second. Get some subs into the game for Hiawatha. Carson Henry is going to check in. Also, Jacobson is going to check back in as well. So we got 2:58 to go. 62-35 Redhawks. Both teams might be going a little bit deeper into the bench here down the stretch. Judd's free throw is good. So Judd goes 2 for 2 there. He's got 5 in the game. 62-36 Hiawatha. Here's Jacobson, Boswell right side, baseline drive, stops on a dime, kicks it back out to Cheek, works to the free throw line right, hits it back up top here to Boswell. Both teams, after this one, will be 1-1. Hiawatha will stay in the TVL. They will host Centralia on Friday. Trojans will have their first home game on Friday and their first TVL matchup against Blue Valley. Redhawks just working it around, again, wasting time. We're under 2:20 to go. Here's Carson Henry, hands it off to Boswell. Dominant effort here by the Redhawks. Very impressive tonight. Balanced scoring across the board. As Boswell continues to work here around the perimeter, guarded by Bowe, under 2 minutes now. Here is Carson Henry, sophomore, first minutes for him. Had it ripped away by Etherton and a steal. Etherton trying to go coast to coast. He's pushed from behind by Henry. That's just the second foul of the fourth quarter. As Henry picks up his first, Henry did not play in the Marysville game. Sawyer Ashburn back in for Troy. And we'll also see Dalton Sieben-Morgan into the game here for Hiawatha. Boswell will have his night come to an end with 13 points. Into the game now, this is Kasten Jasper, a freshman for Troy. Etherton left side on the wing. He'll pull a three, front rim off, no. And a rebound for Connor Kettler. Kettler has 7 second-half rebounds. And we're down under 90 seconds to go in this game. The Redhawks' lead is 62-36. Here's Sieben-Morgan up top to Cheek. Cheek angles right. Now gets pushed back to the left side. Nice drive and kick. Sieben-Morgan wide out for three. In and out. No. Fans wanted that one. And a rebound for Troy. Here's Etherton with a minute to go. Steps back into the right corner. And Jasper now a touch. Left side, Rosenberger. Etherton right. He'll try a deep three, and he'll drill it. Etherton's first basket tonight. And we'll get one more sub. It'll be Hayden Hegarty. A senior will see 48 seconds. We've got a timeout. It is 62-39. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. I think that timeout, again, just to get an extra sub into the game. But our timeout's, of course, brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. It's going to be a split tonight. Trojans winning the girls' contest in wild fashion, 48-47 on a last-second shot by Harper Weststein. And in the boys' contest, Redhawks led 19-11 after one, and they have not looked back. Led by 21 at the half. They led by 23 going into the fourth, and they currently lead it by 23. Final 45 seconds. Redhawks will work it into the front court. Here's Cheek, top of the key. Hop steps in the lane. Had it knocked away. Ball on the deck and picked up by Troy. Final 30 seconds. Here's Jasper, left side three, a little strong, rebound for Dalton Sieben-Morgan. And the Redhawks can run out the final 20 seconds of this game. Both teams are going to be 1-1 after this outcome. 10 seconds, Sieben-Morgan will try, not this time, fans want it. But a rebound chased down by Carson Henry. Final 2 seconds. Nothing else done after that. And that will do it. An impressive showing for the Hiawatha boys tonight as they blast Troy 62-39. And we'll talk about it after a timeout. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll close it out, wrap it up, finish it off when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Mech at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors. Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Impressive win for the Hiawatha boys in the nightcap of our doubleheader, defeating Troy by a final count 62-39. As we wrap this one up on our postgame show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Again, shout out Chance Link, Leah and Paige here on the Hiawatha channel. Brandon Tadman with you one final time as it's a split between these two teams here tonight. Troy girls victorious game one, 48-47. The Red Hawk boys monstrous, 62-39 in the nightcap. Our stats presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison there, or any K Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff have you covered there. Let's go through the point totals in this one for Hiawatha. They were led by the 6'5 senior, Caden Morton, who had 18 points and picked up two early fouls, so had to sit for a majority of that first quarter, but came back strong and kept the fouls down, finishing 18 points and four rebounds. 13 points as well for Cameron Boswell. He was a little quiet in the second half, but not really much needed with the big-time lead. Cooper Jacobson, a near double-double. He had 9 points and eight rebounds. Dylan Cheek finished the game with 7 points. Connor Kettler had 4 points and seven rebounds. And Lane Kessler also finishing the game with 2 points. For Hiawatha, some totals. They finished the game 15 turnovers, 37 rebounds. They were 8 of 10 at the line and hit 5 threes. For Troy in the loss, now 1-1 on the year. They got 15 points and four rebounds from Gannon Bowe. He was the lone player for Troy in double figures. Jack Hartman off the bench, 9 points and five rebounds. They also got 5 points from Seth Judd. They got four from Wyatt Whistler. They got two from Sawyer Ashburn. And they got 1 point from Henry Geiger, but Geiger also had 6 rebounds in the game. Trojans finished with 20 turnovers, but 15 of those in the first half. Did not help their cause there. They were out-rebounded by 13 as they only finished the game with 24 total rebounds. They were 10 out of 16 at the line, and they ended up hitting 3 from behind the arc. It's now time for our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And we're going to go with Caden Morton again, the game-high 18 points for the 6'5 senior. He had 10 in the game against Marysville last Thursday, but he comes out strong with an 18-point outing to help his team get a big-time win over Troy, 62-39. So Caden Morton, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Appreciate everyone on tap. Of course, we got coaches' shows running on the MSC Sports Radio Network tomorrow and Thursday with all of our area basketball coaches, and we'll be right back to it once again for a full slate of hoops on Friday night. Well, between the TBL and the Big 7, it is a split. Here from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha High School. Girls final in dramatic fashion. Troy winning it on a three-pointer at the buzzer, 48-47. Harper Wettstein, the player of the game, 24 points and 10 rebounds. Also the game-winning three. Trojans now 1-1, and the Hiawatha girls now 0-2. And in the nightcap, it is the Red Hawks big over Troy, 62-39. Both teams now 1-1. Up next for both, Hiawatha on Friday back at home here against Centralia. Troy will be at home for their first TVL matchup, taking on Blue Valley. Again, for Leah and Paige on the Hiawatha Channel, appreciate them very much doing the Lord's work. Chance Link behind the ones and twos at KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball, and we'll talk to you on Friday for more hoops right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Israeli military continues its offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Fox's Greg Palcott is in southern Israel.